U.S. Congress preparing to pass legislation revamping U.S. policy toward Taiwan and restricting government use of Chinese semiconductors. This is a major. Let's drill into this a bit. Joining us live is a Bloomberg congressional correspondent, Daniel Flatley. Dan, thanks so much for doing this. So this does a number of things because it's tied to the Pentagon, the defense budget. So where does it stand now in the House? I know there were hopes earlier that it would be passed today.
Sure. So this is part of the National Defense Authorization Act, so the must-pass defense bill that Congress takes up pretty much at the end of every year. And it's almost a guaranteed thing that they will pass it. I think it's been 60 years or 61 years since they haven't done that. But the main thing here is that this will provide or authorize up to $10 billion over 5 years in arms sales to Taiwan. Obviously, the intent there is to help the island protect itself against a potential invasion by mainland China. So that's one of the main things. And then you have also, as you mentioned, the provisions related to restrictions on semiconductors used by U.S. companies. I think this is mainly aimed at military contractors or federal contractors who are working with the government and maybe procuring chips for fighter jets or other kinds of military tech. But this is something that sort of signals the interest on the part of the Congress and the Biden administration in tackling this chips issue.
So let's go through the kind of labyrinth of the politics within the Congress and the president. On one hand, you have President Biden trying to smooth things out, meeting with Xi Jinping. On the other hand, looks like Congress is saying, hey, let's go heads up on this.
Yeah, I think this is sort of the classic good cop, bad cop routine. You have the meeting between President Joe Biden and President Xi Jinping of China in recent weeks, which really was sort of a pressure release valve for the U.S.-China relationship, which had really experienced a lot of ratcheting up in tensions over the preceding few months, especially with the visit by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan. So you certainly have that dynamic at play. But you also have a continued interest on the part of Congress and also parts of the administration as well in really tackling the issue with competition with China. And so I don't think you'll see much slowing down as far as that aspect of it goes. If anything, there may be some more confrontation when the Republicans take over the House of Representatives next year. But you will see sort of a balancing act, I think, to a certain extent between the administration and Congress, where they are trying to ratchet up the confrontation or the competition in certain areas, but also kind of keep the lines of communication open and kind of keep things within some bounds of reason.
Dan, I want to just veer for just a second here. A demonstration today or protests or whatever you want to call it, Washington, D.C., regarding firmer gun control. People talk about that off and on. It does not look like anything is going to get done now in this session of Congress. Means it may not be done under Republican control in the House as well.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. For a variety of reasons, this has emerged as one of the stickiest issues that any Congress or any presidential administration is going to have to grapple with. There hasn't really been any major legislation since the Newtown, Connecticut incident several years ago, with the exception of some adjustments this summer. And I think that will largely continue to be the case simply because the polarization in the country is such that any movement on this to the left or to the right is sort of viewed as right. as a betrayal by voters right. on those on either side of the issue. So yeah, I think that's going to continue to be the case, but we'll see what happens in the new session.
Yeah, nothing happening this session. All right, Dan, thank you very much. That is Bloomberg's Daniel Flatley, congressional reporter.